Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
Hey guys, you're King Baby Duck here, and because the next two episodes are going to be a little bit different, I figured we would start things off with our Nihongo Yoyaku segment. So, with that, Nihon no minasan, moichido Nihongo Yoyaku no mo hitotsu no audition ga yatte kimashita. Elton John no jinsei wa Denki ega Rocketman de mikoto ni katari nao sarete imasu. Kyoku wa junfodo de ichibu no proto device ga shuffle sarete imasu ga. Kono ega wa Elton John o roku no motomo idai na icon no hitori ni suru subete o toraete imasu. Sore wa hade de目も前にあれ、とっても面白いです。クイーンの音と電気映画ボヘミアン・ラプソディよりもはるかに優れた映画です。クラークスのアニメは私のケビン・スミスの VS キンバスとの出会いで20年経った今でも少しも古く感じられません。この番組の6つのエピソードは今でも映画監督作品の奥のファンに見られ愛されています。クラックスのアニメの先ほどの噂が流れており、近い将来テレビに戻ってくることを期待しています。泣きたい私は猫をかぶるはオリジナルの映画ではありません。しかし、そのストーリーは素晴らしいし、アニメーションは美しいです。作家の岡田真理は、10代の欲求不満について、他の誰にもできない方法で描きます。できたら、Netflix で視聴してください。My thanks again to my teacher, Mikio Hattori-sensei. Remember, if you'd like to know more information on her cultural exchange initiative, be sure to visit their website at ceinitiative.org. And now, folks, let's begin the countdown. Drop the bomb!
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and On the Street Aid proudly present No Borders, No Mix, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Art Spot.
Bastards and wenches, welcome to episode 249 of No Borders, No Race. I am your King Baby Doc Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. The month of July is special for both Boston Bass Brigade and No Borders, No Race, as it's the month where the site and show first launched. No Borders, No Race began live at 91.7 WMWM Salem on July 11th, 2006, whereas B3 began with its very first post on July 8th, 2009. Coincidentally, the 8th of this year is when we published our 2000th article on the site. So that kind of sort of worked out on our end. And that article is my review of Toilet Bound Hanako-kun Volume 2. Check that out if you haven't yet. And as you can see by the numbered episode, we are also just about to celebrate our 250th episode of the No Borders, No Race podcast. Although, technically, this is episode 250, since there's an episode 0 I did as a test run, but I digress. What I'm getting at is that there is a lot to celebrate, from B3's 11th anniversary and 2000th article to No Borders, No Race's 250th show and its 14th anniversary. So, what's a guy to do to celebrate? Well, here's the thing. There's always been something that I've been meaning to go back to since I really got these wheels spinning, and that's a fresh new list of the best albums to come out of Japan. In August of 2009, the third episode of the Boston Bash Brigade podcast was a music show, where I had done a top 10 list of what I thought to be the best Japanese albums of the past 25 years. Just a teeny tiny itsy bitsy problem. I was only going in 3 years of being a J-pop radio show host, as well as only 6 years into knowing about the Japanese music scene in general. So my picks there, while not ignorant per se, aren't quite the actual best that Japan had to offer. So I decided that it was high time for me to go back and do a much better and more fuller list. And originally, I was going to do a list of the best Japanese albums from 1980 to 2019. But then I hit a bit of a snag. When I had looked over the initial list, I had only 3 albums from the 80s and about maybe 4 or 5 albums from the 90s. Everything else was from the 2000s and 2010s. That's when I realized that maybe, just maybe, I'm still not as well-versed in Japanese music from the 80s and 90s. So I decided, fuck it, nixed those 2 decades due to the lack of knowledge, and instead focused on the 2000s and the 2010s. And that, listeners, is what you're going to get in these next 2 episodes. The top 30 Japanese albums of 2000 to 2019. Granted, there are still some gaps missing, as the years 2000, 2001, 2015, and from 2010 to 2012 aren't covered at all on this list, but perhaps consider those the years where the Japanese music scene was, to be honest, kind of weak. I'd rather be blunt than just walk around the problem. But nevertheless, what I have created here is a list of what I believe to be the very best albums these ears of mine have heard over the last 2 decades. And let me make that clear, this is my list. This is no one else's list. If you don't like what I have listed, then, like I always say, make your own damn list. My picks are probably different from what, let's say, Tyler Abstract from Abstract Japan or Mike Rogers from Mike Rogers Show would have. But I'm not in the business of having someone else's influence affect my tastes. This is my show, my opinion, and my picks for the best Japanese albums of the last 2 decades. And if I'm going to be honest, this is a very eclectic list, from big names to indie acts. So I promise that this isn't some popularity contest like what Rolling Stone or Spin Magazine does with their annual or best of all time lists. These are all amazing albums by amazing people, some of whom don't get the credit or recognition that they rightfully deserve. No Borders, No Race is all about making things right, and that's especially when it comes to giving a voice to bands and artists who greatly deserve their moment in the spotlight. And this top 30 list, I think, does a great job showcasing that. So with that all being said, let us begin the first half of our top 30 Japanese albums of 2000 to 2019. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and would like to support these artists, you can find all of their music on CD Japan, Yes Asia, Amazon, Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record stores. But I should make a note that some of the albums that I'm going to be talking about on this list might be out of print. So if you missed out on them when they were available, well, all I can say is just cross your fingers that they get a re-release somewhere down the line. So, with all that out of the way, let's start with number 30 on my top 30 Japanese albums list of 2000 to 2019. And this is a fantastic pop album by the duo known as Ore-sama. Their 2018 release, Hi-Fi Pops, demonstrated a smorgasbord of styles, from disco and ragtime to R&B and electronica. Vocalist Pond is hypnotic on every song, with composer Hideo Kojima, delivering one gorgeous melody after another. Hi-Fi Pops is an album that has something for every kind of dance floor, be it the club, the ballroom, or even your own bedroom. And that eclectic style is what makes Ore-sama's 2018 album worthy of any best album list, which is why it's starting off our show at number 30. From Hi-Fi Pops, here's Ore-sama with Hi-Fi Train.
Suck it to your knee. So loud.
Successfully touring all across the world, Duran Gray sought to make a metal and Visual K album that the entire planet could sink its fangs into. That album was 2008's Ouroboros, and the song you heard from that record was Toguro. The darkness that spews from this record is both beautiful and disturbing, as vocalist Kyo finds many ways to make his listeners cry and fear for their lives. Ouroboros demonstrates the greatest strengths of Duran Gray, putting them on the highest pedestal of the best Visual K acts ever roam Japan. It's why it appears on our list here at number 28. Now, for something more fun and happy, and one cannot go wrong with the superhero band known as P-Lander Z. Their 2003 album, P-Bone Steak, is not only hilarious, but it's a genuinely killer punk album. From opener Steak and the fast-paced The Destroyer, to the fan-favorite Mad Tiger and the quick-and-to-the-point champion, P-Lander Yellow, Red, and Blue brings smiles to the mosh pit floor with a foray of colors and medium-rare delicacies. Number 28 on my list, P-Bone Steak by P-Lander Z, and from that album is Pun Pun Punk Rock.
Listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast, but mostly this is a interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life, and hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod, or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ITHINKTHISISGREAT.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I think this is great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think your business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Windows backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
That Melt Banana isn't a band for everyone. But their 2013 album Fetch certainly is a record that anyone can dive into. The song you heard from that album is My Missing Link. Fetch is like an astrological atomic bomb exploding into your ears, with Yakko rapping in English with a fiery anger as Agata crafts the perfect chaotic pairing to her vocals. It's a completely badass album with The Hive and Infection Defective pulling you into a hardcore spin unlike anything you've ever experienced. Before the album ends on the surprisingly cheery Zero. Damn fucking good album, Thatch, which is why Melt Banana is here at number 27. And now, a little Celtic flavor. The Cherry Cokes are Japan's answer to Flogging Molly, only with slightly more adrenaline shoved into its bloodstream. Every album by the Cherry Cokes is like a drinking party gone haywire. But it's their 2005 record Rouse Up where they threw their greatest musical shindig yet. The mixture of Irish and traditional Japanese song elements helped to make the Cherry Cokes one of the most unique sounds in all of Japan. And songs like the fast-paced Bequeath and the shanty Parade of Rouge make Rouse Up one of the best party albums you can find. It's why it sails strong on my list at number 26. From Rouse Up, here are the Cherry Cokes with Oblivious.
Do you remember the old school video games you grew up with? Curious about gaming history that's all but forgotten? Do you just like the sound of my voice? Hey, David here, and I host and produce the show ArtCast, which is short for Another Retro Gaming Podcast. Come join me every week for fun discussions with a variety of guests and friends within the gaming industry discussing the retro titles we all love. We also tackle retro gaming related news, play the game show Random Select, and do game giveaways. So give us a listen at retrozap.com/artcast or on any major podcast platform like iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and more. Thanks for listening and keep it retro.
Strapped in front of her, Yui took the J-pop world by storm with her 2006 debut album, From Me to You, number 25 on my list of top Japanese albums of 2000 to 2019. The song you just heard was Feel My Soul. Although her sound leans more into the pop side than folk, perhaps, there's a realness that can be found in both Yui's voice and musical tone. From opener Merry-Go-Round and The Plucky Life to The Soft Tokyo, Yui's debut album, From Me to You, shines as a prime example of how to make tidal waves in the music world with a grand first impression. Now, when it comes to proving one's worth after being in the music scene for 30 years, no one demonstrated that far better than the jet rock and roll band, Guitar Wolf. It would appear that the band had nothing left to prove, as they made their mark in music, movies, and anime in various fashions. But their 2019 album, Love and Jet, not only refueled their fire, it demonstrated their badassery in the coolest of ways. In under 26 minutes, the album goes through every motion that has made Guitar Wolf iconic. From their screamy sex jaguar and swoony girl boss of Paris, to the amazing cover of the Spencer Davis Group's Gimme Some Lovin', you absolutely cannot go wrong with Guitar Wolf and their kick-ass 2019 album, Love and Jet, landing on this list at number 24. And from that album is Fireball Red Legend.
1, 2, 3, 4! Let's go to the end of the night! I'm going to go to the end of the night! pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings, digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
Gave us the songs that 1980s anime promised us that pop music would sound like in the future, with their 2017 self-titled debut album giving way the sugary melodies and futuristic beats. You just heard Althronode from that album, which soared onto our list at number 23. Emi Kusuno is an in-the-flesh version of the virtual idols seen in the Macross franchise, with composer Belle Mason making some electronic magic with sounds that make the likes of City Hunter, Riding Bean, and Ranma Saotome dance with glee. Some may call it parody. I call it the right step towards making cyberpunk pop a reality. It may take homage from the 80s, but Satellite Young's debut album jets towards a better musical future that we can all get on board for, which is why it's here at the number 23 spot. Japan's answer to System of a Down, Maximum the Hormone, took everyone by surprise with their 2007 album, Bui Kikaisu. It's loud, fun, and has some of the best damn bass slaps that ever grace a metal album. It rocks hard in Louisiana Bob and gets epic in Akagi, but it's certainly What's Up People that made Maximum the Hormone household names for fans of a certain entity known as Kira. To this date, it's still one of the greatest metal songs to ever come out of Japan. Bui Kikaisu delivers one stellar track after another, from its title track opener to the exciting ender, Koi no Mega Lover, which is why it's here on the list at number 22. From Bui Kikaisu, here are Maximum the Hormone with Zetsubo Billy. Don't wanna ask her much, bitch. I can't stop a son of Maddie. I guess that's my only act to Nagalo.
Bye.
Anasuchiya's Strip Me, number 21 on this list, is a war cry of a record. Not the kind of performer to let others dictate her style, Anasuchiya ripped out all of the stops to craft an album that rocked as hard as it delivered a feminist mantra. The song you just heard from Strip Me was Ecstasy. Throughout its 55-minute runtime, Anna delivers messages about loving oneself, embracing the naughty things in life, and, above all, taking in the beauty that hides even in the roughest parts of the world. Also, props to Limp Bizkit's Wes Borland, A Perfect Circle's Josh Fries, and Jane's Addiction's Chris Cheney for helping bring to life a good chunk of the songs on Strip Me to the levels that they deliver. But in the end, it's all Anna's album, and it's certainly a record that's hard to not take notice of. It took 8 years for rapper Shingo 2 to put together what would be his 2008 album, Waikyoku, but that hard work and dedication was worth every beat heard in this Japanese rap album. The mixture of classical and jazzy instrumentation brings more traditional sounding melodies throughout Waikyoku with an underlying street smart attitude that's found in Shingo 2's lyrics. Juko and Chotsugai brim with sneer imagery, whereas Saiko and Nagusame let the rapper have some fun with his rap skills. And while there's a slight language barrier in the two-parter Bijou, the way it's presented will still find a way to pull any listener in. Number 20 on my top Japanese albums of 2019 list, Waikyoku by Shingo 2. And from that album is One Kyoku.
本当は一からやり直せたのにゼロのリセットしたのはなんでだろう。正直になってみれば自分の弱さの埋め合わせと嘘の言い訳として枝葉飾り、根を掘ったらかしてガラクタ去り、だってただ単に気晴らししたかったんだ。蓄積された痛みが一箇所に集まらないように散らしてたんだ。脳天気な世間にはそんなわけ分かってし、足る台所分かってもらいたくもないところ。Oh, そんな時期に出会って君のこと、いろんなこと変わって日々のことを振り返ると、背はまだ熱すぎて冷めないね。だから今の僕に優しくしないでよ。君に惚れちゃう自信があるから、すれ違いも会いに行くさま、ちゃんと気が済んだら迎えに行くのさ。世界が冷たく感じるな、それはきっと君の方が高いからだよ。震える体を抑えるために隣にいてほしい。夜僕は君のことを夢に見る、うぬくい想い肌に今日ワンを照らす光を顔に感じながら曲をかけて風を切る。 Yo!僕は爆弾みたいに至って冷静で、その時が来るまでじっと耐えてる。漠然とした未来と抱いてる。連絡が取れて浮かれて戻ったキャンされてなこそこ、立場逆転したら同じことをすんのに、言葉のあやに丸め込まれてギャフンと言わされるうちに、受け身になって待ってる状態は気に毒だってようやく気づいたんだから。人の皿洗いにおさらばして、不足だらなさに高笑い。ほんの初めの二文字のために走る宿命、極太民状態。暗いくっきりとセリフがみなしになったら尋ねるのさ。世界が冷たく感じるなら、それはきっと君の方が高いからだよ。震える体を抑えるために隣にいてほしい。夜君は僕のことを夢に見る、ぬくい思い肌に蹴る。輪にかかる端から街を眺めながら曲をかけて風を切る。願いは決まって意表つくタイミング見計らって帰ってくる。何倍にもなってスタンバイしてたみたいに動き出すよ。 土地があれば予知するまでもな。こっちから進んで顔を放って、ここまで来たらやるしかないんだ。いつもギリギリどうにかなってるから、まだ大丈夫だろうと思いきや、時間との勝負には生意気なだけじゃ置いてかれちまい。それこれからもどっちかがピーの下のキーを2回押したくなったら、喋る暇を限られていたって、チャラと書いて応援するのさ。世界が冷たく感じるなら、それはきっと君の方がでかいからだよ。
No need for clickbait, paywalls, or shilling around. At Scarlet Rhapsody, we are an independent web zone covering conventions across the country. Scarlet Rhapsody breaks it down for you. The guests, the dealers, the culture, the cosplay, the trending fandoms, and what makes a convention worth the price of admission. Are you convention cultured? You will be. Visit us on the web at scarlet-rhapsody.com, Facebook at Scarlet Rhapsody Media, Twitter at Cons and Churros, YouTube at Scarlet Rhapsody Convention Cultured, and remember, the con is what you make of it, so make it a good one. See you at the con.
And their love of the Breeders and the Pixies was showcased in full on their 2003 record, God Cable. Right at the get-go with She, Her, listeners are pushed into a world of chaotic love and angst. They speed on through with Sweeper, get a little jazzy in Silent Apple, and take a cue from their pals in the Pillows with Classic Codebook. The song you heard from God Cable, number 19 on our list, was Culture. God Cable is a stellar indie rock album, setting the bar high for others in the genre too. Well, step up their game, to put it bluntly. Soil and Pimp Sessions is, for lack of a better word, godly in the jazz world. Their wild compositions and performances make them the premier jazz band, and the album that cemented them that title was 2007's Pinpoint, number 18 on our list. Songs like Dawn, Mashiroke, and Slaughter Suite tickle the spine in the same way pianist Jose tickles the ivories. In the calming Hype of Gold, Silent Pimp Sessions calls back to John Coltrane's 1961 album, My Favorite Things, whereas The Party gets things crazy on the dance floor. Although you could say this for almost every Silent Pimp Sessions album, Pinpoint is an essential for jazz lovers everywhere, which is why it's here at number 18. And from that album is Pluto. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike Rogers Show coming to you live from Tokyo, Japan, a year-end special. And I'll be with my good friend, Evan Borgold. And you can tune into the Mike Rogers Show. We play Japanese music, Japanese pop, Japanese... and you can win a bazillion dollars on this show. I don't know how you can, but maybe, you know, if you listen to the show, maybe you can somehow, maybe buy a raffle ticket or something. The Mike Rogers Show, yes, tune in. We're going to have our year-end top five countdown. It's going to be way cool, and you can hear more good songs just like this.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Onto this list in some fashion, and thankfully, it's via Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra's 2019 album, Tokyo Colorful Collage, number 17 on our list. The song you heard was Modern Melancholy. Like Guitar Wolf, Tokyo Ska Paradise have been in the biz for 3 decades, with almost nothing left to prove. But their 2019 album showed that there not only was still life in the band, but it brought everything that made Tokyo Ska one of the most exciting ska acts on the planet into one record. From the exciting opener Jamaica Ska and the French-flavored La Terminelle, to the punkish Dale Dale and the funkaholic Spectre, Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra have shown that ska isn't just alive, but also thriving in fantastic ways. So, we've just about reached the conclusion of the first half of our top Japanese albums of 2000 to 2019, so before we end things with our number 16 pick, let's get the promos out of the way. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos from the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com, like us on facebook.com/bostonbastardbrigade, and follow us on b3crew.tumblr.com. And you can follow me on Twitter, the J-Pop, Video Games, and Anime Amino pages, Instagram, and Twitch at KingBabyDuckESH. Security Guy Greg, what's happening on the next episode of Wicked Anime?
Well, Evan, on the next episode of Wicked Audio, we all look back at some of the musicians that greatly influenced us as both people and creators. From power metal to hardcore punk, we cover almost every spectrum of music in our chat. Plus, what is the worst concert everyone's ever been to? You'll have to find out that answer on Wicked Anime's Wicked Audio, arriving this Thursday on the Nerdy Show site and wherever podcasts get their podcast on. Back to you, Evan.
Thanks, Greg, and it was great talking about more music with those guys. We may have come together over anime, but it's since branched off to almost every other form of entertainment out there. And now, we end this episode with our number 16 pick, and it's one of the best psychedelic doom metal albums ever put to tape. In 2005, Boris unleashed an album with a title that was the polar opposite of its sound. Pink. Opening with a dark farewell followed by the fast-paced title track, Pink demonstrates the raw, melodious power that Boris can deliver with supersonic speed. It also shows a somewhat fun side, as evident in the badass instrumental Electric and the head-banging Woman on the screen. The rough around the edges 6-3 times sounds like Greek gods fighting to the death in a weed-stained basement, whereas its 18-minute closer, Just Abandoned Myself, shifts everything into full gear before crashing through the windshield in slow motion. Pink is Boris at their best, brightest, and heaviest, which is why it's here on my list of top Japanese albums of 2000 to 2019 at number 16. From Pink, here's Boris with Pseudo Bread. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck telling you to stay tuned next time for the second half of our top Japanese albums of 2000 to 2019 countdown. Love that you fed us to. guys, this is your King Baby Duck Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.